After hanging up, Austin sat in his darkened stateroom listening to the grumble of the ship's engines and cursing the slowness of ocean travel. He had been unaware of the urgency of the situation when Captain Ivanov invited him to sail on the icebreaker. Austin got dressed and went out on the deck, which was bathed in the dusky Arctic light. The Kotelny was plowing through the ocean at a steady clip. The cold air hit his lungs like the blast from an open refrigerator. Fully awake now, he made his way to the mess hall and poured himself a mug of coffee. The place was deserted except for a couple of crewmen who were coming onto a shift. He found a corner table, slipped the phone from his pocket, and called the number Barrett had given him. After a few seconds, a woman answered and said hello. "I'd like to speak to Barrett," Austin said. "This is Barrett. I programmed a woman's voice to take the place of mine. Aren't you taking this electronic cloak and dagger stuff a bit too far?"
"Hell, Kurt, you're not the one who got shot," Barrett said. "You don't know the kind of people you're dealing with."
"That's why I called. Do you think your former friends, Gant and Margrave, are open to reason?"
"Gant is about as reasonable as a rattlesnake. Triss could be reached, maybe, but he's so damn convinced of his righteous cause, he doesn't care who he hurts. Why do you ask?"
Austin conveyed the gist of his conversation with Treth. When Barrett's back on, zoomed in masculine mode. "I was afraid of something like this. Oh my God. But, well, for the end of the world, I'm gonna kill myself. That's not a good idea.